Blog Talk Radio.
Davies from the Ice House Classic Fifth album, which was released in 1987 and highly successful because it had a series of wonderful tracks on it, including Crazy, My Obsession, Electric Blue, but that was the actual title track of the studio album, Man of Colours, an album, a song I really like. And you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, and you're listening to A Team of Voices on Blog Talk Radio, sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. I'm A.P. Taylor, and I have my co-host with me, Deborah Lee. Hi, Deb. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I am very well. And I think I also have Mr. Jay Hatter. How are you, Hatter?
Hatter.
Oh, he was, but he dropped. He was there. I promise he was there, and he dropped. Oh, I've got somebody else, but the caller dropped.
I saw it.
I've got 270. Hello, 270.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
Yes. How are you doing tonight?
I swear I had it there briefly, and then he dropped. But anyway, he was there, and then he was gone. So come back, Adam. Wayne, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. Been with my new computer trying to get it to straighten out. I can't do it, but I'm messing with it.
Yeah, that's always a task. It's always a task. So I need to ask Wayne. I need to ask Deb. Well, did you like that song, Deb?
Yeah. I said, I had never heard it before, and I was wondering, though, what was the tap that sounded like drumsticks tapping? Was it related to painting?
Yeah, I think it was actually in the... They've got a film clip that goes with it. I think it's actually a paintbrush being tapped there. Yeah. So the whole song is about a sort of an older guy who paints in upstairs, and he's got his colours and all this stuff that he has in his paint box and stuff. So... and that was the whole thing, you see. So was what
now
started
me. Of him doing his painting and stuff by himself. Like I said, even after the song, it feels autobiographical because I happen to know someone who's sitting around with lots of colors right now.
Yeah, well, I put my poem up, which is Man of Colors. Yeah, so I was going to do that first because. If you're listening carefully to the song, you'll actually see some crossover, Deb, of some lyrics. Yeah. So, let's do that one first while it's sort of fresh in our minds. And so this is Man of Colors, and it goes a little bit like this: towards an opal circle that revolves in sight, a man of colors circles his palette of white. Paint box from an attic, his paints left tether, tidied away in trays with a handle of leather. Circling are the orange and the shades of pinks, from the image far distant a galaxy blinks. Swimming black from the oceans of space, worn out shoes, as within brushes is grace. Distant are the thoughts of troubles past, to the explosion of errors by a road cast, for within those circles of life I rumble into. Of friendships old and those created anew. A simple man who sees the world in shades, colder and warmer hues, the distance fades, and of contrasting the blues and greys, blues, choices of gold, and other nebulas through. End poem.
Well, that went very, very well with the lyrics.
Didn't it?
Yeah,
there's a few crossovers. Yes.
Yeah, and I was going to say it could be like an extension of the song or a part two type of thing. I'm almost surprised that you didn't sing it.
Well, I could sing Man of Colors. I really like Man of Colors, and I really like Ivor Davies. But anyway, that's just me. As you know, because I used to use his voice on Electric Blue, which is the song off that album. That used to be my theme for years and years and years and years, but it actually came from the album Man of Colors with that track as being the sort of title track. So I don't think I've ever played it, but that was the title track.
That one was pretty popular in the US, Electric Blue.
Yes. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. That was the lead sort of single off that album. Wayne, did you see the poem?
Yes, I did. I seen it, but I don't know what song you're talking about.
It was an Ivor Davies song, Ice House song, which mostly...
Great poem, great words, and is a person who has a clear view.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
What a simple man. Creek's a great poem.
Yeah, and old-fashioned AABB poem, Wayne. I don't do them very often.
I'm into the rhyme. I like the rhyme.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. So, anyway, there you go. So we are having an open poetry show today, Wayne. So get your poem on the board, as they say, in the classics, and strap in for the ride. So we've got a whole heap of sound clouds from different people, Deb, that have sent in poems. So I think we've got Kay and Tony, Identity Crisis, Peewee Cousin, and I think we've got a poem by you, and we've already had a poem by me. So there you go.
Identity Crisis, I think, was the other one.
I put a poem on the board, but I don't see it now. I had a poem on the board, but it looked like it disappeared.
You told me to take it down. It was for Monday. Make up my mind, sir.
I put two of them. I put one that was for Monday that backed it, and I put another one on there.
Oh!
Right there.
It's the old
well,
two-for-one trick one.
I'll get it again.
I'll go see if I find it again.
Okay.
I'll be back in a minute.
It was the same title that he told me not to use. Well, whatever. I'm glad he's getting another
one. Doesn't matter. We're all good. You know, we just threw the show together at the last minute, Deb. So, you know, all of that. So, Wayne, are you putting that poem up on the board directly?
Where would you like me to put it?
Oh, I'd like you to put it up on the board. Because we'll do it now.
Oh, okay. This one's right here.
And I feel bad, Wayne. I'm sorry.
Oh,
that's
no problem. It's no problem. It's no problem.
I got another poem tonight. Remove the poem I put on called Was Last Night.
Yeah.
So I took it off.
Yeah, I put another one up there. It's both of them off, so that's cool. So anyway, I got to put one on the board for me to read. I got to read it. I didn't have time for a sound clown.
No, well, reading's good.
Okay, it's called, I wrote this for a contest, and it had a picture of a guy with a bald head and said, tell me about this guy. And I said, let me tell you about Harry is the name of it. I was with Harry about 10 years ago. We were sitting at a bar watching the snow. That's when we lived in Colorado. When he was born, his mom named him Jim. She didn't know how to spell and embarrass him until he got fat. We called him Slim. He was always first out after the bell. He was fast, could run like hell. Didn't run much when he went to jail. Ladies chased him wherever he went. Liked to buy houses, never did rent. Had a blast till his money was spent. After college, he went on to teach. I remember a time when he was hard to reach. He had gone and moved to the beach. Harry always dressed in style. Got married, but it lasted a while. Since his birth, he's been my pal. No hard to see him anymore. Last time we spoke, he was 44. He walked out and slammed the door. I sure miss him a whole lot. After all, I knew him since I was a tot. I wonder how much money he's got. Him?
Huh.
Well. It's all about him.
He was there 1 minute and he shut the door and he was gone the next, Wayne.
That's all Harry.
Yeah? So, it's a bit hard to know, isn't it, really? You sort of open the door, have a chat to somebody, get to know them pretty well, and then all of a sudden they're left the other side.
That's him. It's my man Harry.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm going to now throw to Deb for your words of wisdom on this poem, Deb.
You know, I think, for one thing, I think I remember you talking about this person. But Wayne, it had this kind of feel like, that story, oh, he left to go buy a pack of cigarettes and never came back. It was kind of like that one. He was always first out after the bell. He was fast, could run like hell. Didn't run much when he went to jail. Your trip. After college, he went on to teach. Remember the time? He was hard to reach. He had gone and moved to the beach. And then the end is priceless. I sure miss him a lot. After all, I knew him since he was a tot. Wonder how much money he's got. You are outweighing your prices. You really are. Thanks for the giggles.
You're welcome.
That's a classic one. Sometimes, you know what they say about life? Sometimes you don't get what you want, but you get what you need. And I've got to say, that was a poem, right? Just the timing of it was beautiful, one. Just brilliant, brilliant stuff.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your comment.
No. It had something, one, and it really did. So anyway, there you go. I'm super impressed. Now we should do, Deb, I think, get a SoundCloud out there because we've got a couple, and I was thinking since Pee Wee's on the board, we might do Pee Wee sort of next. Is that reasonable and fair?
Sounds like a plan.
Well, let me get the poem and put it on the board, and then I will play the SoundCloud. Because we have got a couple of SoundClouds. And hello to CL Howard out there as well as Pee Wee. So let us then go to the videotape, as they say in the classics, and we will play the SoundCloud now.
Empty room, four walls, benediction of my throne. Garbage strewn stone ring, needles and styrofoam. Blacking out nights, days fabricating life concealer. Godsend to my friends, though I'm the wounded healer. Internal pain gestating as I sit drawing black flies. Beacon for them to pain. Suffering, I'm at the side. Maimed and pitted of hurt. Scarred existences I do. Those whom I do bleed for wouldn't have a clue. Awestruck at my countenance. Regal throne room. Given freely of myself. What's left for me is doom. Vultures of mind feasting the carrion of my home. Affliction is destiny of prophets, always alone. Licking clean the wounds, devouring your pain. If pleasure you'll give, to say to me my name. Worlds fall apart, planets align. Showing signs, excise evil tides that are foreshadowing my time. Haberdasher of the sands will wonder not of me. Wanting hope strewn about, I'll be cast to sea. Reminiscences tied, lead weights around my feet. Floor of the sand and murky oceans is where I'll be.
You go. Now, I was listening to that, and I was reading the poem, but I got carried away by the depth of your voice, Pee Wee, and how bass it sort of was, and bass by bass, I mean how deep bass it was. And it took back to the Canadian band Crash Test Dummies with that song, which is now stuck in my head. So love the read, because it actually invoked that that sort of thought in me, but putting that to one side, just beautiful use of words and a beautiful use of the SoundCloud, because it really was really atmospheric and made me think of a whole heap of songs previously. Did you want to say a few words?
Yeah, you know, while he was reading, I found myself with my head bobbing to the beat of the background too. I don't know what that was. But, yeah, I think in this recording his voice was much clearer. and it sounded more like you wanted to how do I put it? Like he was more human, where sometimes it has a robotic feel with the sound effects he uses. And with this poem, it worked perfect, especially with stuff like vultures of mind feasting, the carrion of my home, affliction is destiny to the prophets, always alone, licking clean the wounds, devouring your pain, if pleasure you'll give, just say to me my name. I think that this one was pretty powerful, and I like the title too, Haberdasher of the Sand, and he pulls it back to the end of the poem there in that last stanza. Will wonder not of me, wanting hope strewn about, I'll be cast to sea. And just the part I'll be cast to sea took me away for a minute, because I'll be cast to sea too, because I want my ashes sprinkled there, just saying. But I really enjoyed this recording here. Very cool. And I see it's a medal winner too. Congrats on that.
Thanks, Deb. And Wayne, did you want to say a few words about that piece by Peewit?
I got a few words. I said this is wonderful. It's well written. Has a lot of pain throughout. I'm still wondering who the spirit of the poem is that licks clean the wounds and forecasting my time and cast to see who is the person we're talking about or spirit we're talking about. This is a good write with a good sound with great rhyme and a lot of sadness in it. Good job.
Agreed. It had a real presence, Peewee. I really liked it. And as I said, got me back to Crash Test Dummies, which I haven't thought about in ages. So anyway, there you go. I really like Crash Test Dummies as a band. I really did. I know they're Canadian, all that, you know, and Canada's responsible for everything that's, you know, seems to have gone wrong in the world. But it's really cool. So anyway. Okay, Deb, we have now a series of SoundClouds, so we probably should do another one of them, shouldn't we, really? Because I think we've got four from memory. I was thinking we might go to Kay's one next, yeah. So, and put that into the room, and Peewee, you're exactly what I was thinking. See, he's right on where my thinking was. It's really quite scary. I was with Robin Williams, and I was with the grand big production number that is Blame Canada off South Park. Yep. So, and I can't for the life of me understand, for the record, why that did not win the award. I mean, if for those of you who haven't seen that performance live by Robin Williams of the South Park song Blame Canada, do yourself a favour, go and see it. Anyway, putting that to one side, I have now got on the board, which is the Gentle Days of Tussling Seasons, and I'm going to play the SoundCloud now.
The Gentle Days of Tussling Seasons by Kay. Seasons of time, vernon planters near churches of blue spruces, clarets flowering, whispers peace, quintessentially meadows barefoot offers, carpeted of cinnamon colors, with wisteria's weep and lilac's pulse. Driftwoods of schoolhouse reds, on hiatus and finding wood trails, simplicities, end poem.
Well, there you go. This is another one of those really beautifully beautifully written, but very, very, very subtle and short brevities. And I'm not sure how both Kay and Stephen, her partner, do these, but they have an amazing way of putting together words in such a short space of time. Wayne, what did you think of that? Of that brief piece from Kay.
It's a nice little brevity she got there. It's got peacefulness all the way through. It just kind of relaxed peacefulness and carries you along. I wish it didn't end so soon. I was getting into it. Great, great poem. Great job with the words, and I liked it a lot.
Yeah, no, agreed.
Agreed. And Deb, did you want to say a few words about Kay's brevity?
Yeah, I thought this was a really, really beautiful one. I love the title, The Gentle Days of Tussling Seasons. But I'm really struck by the one line, especially, the meadows barefoot offers carpeting of cinnamon coloring as wisteria weep and lilac pulse. And wisteria weep, they're a dangling, a heavy dangling plant. So wisteria weep is a really cool metaphor to describe those. But the meadows barefoot offers carpeting of cinnamon. It just, like, there's the smell of cinnamon. And I could almost imagine the wildflowers in the meadow under my feet and stuff like that. I thought it was a very gentle and a gentle brevity with a lot of senses. Yeah, I can't even talk today. A lot of nods to your senses. There were sights and sounds and even scents. So she packed a lot into not many words. Fabulous share, Kay.
There you go. I agree. And so, Deb, I have now got your poem on board, which is feels like a Lord of the Rings style poem by the title. So I will leave you to introduce it.
Oh, cool. Yeah, this is actually written to the riddle that Gollum riddled Thorin in the movie. And it's called, What is the it that is riddled by Gollum? And here we go. Find it without the moon's pearl light, without the sun's rays, flaming opal light. Find it as eyeballs fall down to sleep, and with whiplash squid dwelling oceans deep, but not in the smile of a giggling child's face or the threads from Chantilly lace. It cannot be seen, cannot be felt, cannot be heard, cannot be smelt. It lies behind stars and under hills and empty holes it fills. It comes first and follows after, ends life, kills laughter. The freckled stars can chase it from the sky with the glitter as the moon rises high. Lighting shadows that twilight spun in view, hot lightning splits it with the platinum bolts too, adding the light that cracks ebony tints. Then from the flashes, the light imprints. So what is it?
What is it, is the question. I think it's a very clever poem, Deb. I love the use of the Gollum rhyme and the Gollum piece. I think it's really cool. I'm a big fan of Lord of the Rings. Wayne, what did you think of the...
As far as the riddle goes, I would have to say it was maybe a thought. Something like a thought or something inside that can be seen, can be heard. I think it would be something like a thought. I'm not sure. It's a great poem. I love the way she did it. It's a great poem.
What is it?
Well, the answer is darkness. You cannot find it without the moon. Yeah, you can find it without the moon's pearl light. Find it as eyelashes fall down to sleep. I think I did it each line was another way, you know, either you could or couldn't. A giggling child's face lights up, so you can't find it there. But yeah, I was fascinated by his riddle and wrote the poem around that riddle. It was fun. Thanks, guys.
That's really cool. There you go, Wayne. It was darkness. I didn't work that out. Probably everybody on the board did, but I didn't. So
my thoughts were that.
That's very clever. I actually really like that song by Ed Sheeran that goes with that that was released with that. But it was really, really cool. And I will break into song for a few moments, Steph. You ready?
Ready.
Because it was called Icy Fire. Oh, misty eye of the mountain below, keep careful watch of my brother's souls. And should the sky be filled with fire and smoke, keep watching over Durin's sons. It's really cool. I really love it. Anyway, that's Ed Sheeran. He does a lot better than I do. But it was a great poem, Deb. I really liked it. It was really fun. And so C.L. Howard got it. They got that was darkness. So I told you they'd get it out there in the world.
Yeah, I saw him on the floor there.
Cool. So well done you. I didn't get it, but you clearly did. So well done.
Speaking of Ed Sheeran, my youngest daughter is at his concert as we speak.
Oh, really? At the Ed Sheeran concert?
Yep, she sure is.
Gotta love that. He's great. Love Ed Sheeran. Really, really good. Really, really good performer. Brilliant performer. Okie dokie. And a great songwriter too, by the way. Really, really good songwriter. Okay, so we're going to go back to the board, Deb, and we've got a couple of other SoundClouds that people have sent in. And I was going to go down the board next to the Titus piece and get that up on the board next. So bear with me while I do that. And I shall copy that over to the main board. And it is up there now. So this is the Hey Wayne by Titus. And I am now going to go and play his SoundCloud. So here we go now.
The Hey Wayne. The Hey Wayne by John Constable, 1821. Around the midst of noon the hay wain leads, the neap tide of the stir shall make its way. The Irish setter whom once have them sped shall first and firmly pledge alert each day. The hay wain with its widened eye espouse among fog gales where oft the washer hoos dispersion she alleviates with soothing douse, that life maintains a balance win or lose. The right field of a scene, the dirge you might have given off his musings may have done, a dowager who might show how so slight may seem so very blurred a hay wain shun. Loud rings to Suffolk stir the river hast, decline this speed of let shall have outlast.
Well, thank you again, Titus, a brilliant use of a Shakespearean sonnet, and that has a very specific rhyme pattern, the A, B, A, B, C, D, C, D, E, F, E, F, G, G, and I think it is one of those classic forms in English poetry, and you've done it great justice here to the painting of John Constable, an English premier artist, and quite brilliant in his use of colours and particularly his use of agricultural scenes. Deb, did you want to say a few words about this piece?
Yeah, I think it's gorgeous. You can picture everything from the midst of noon. The neap tide of the stour shall make its way, but I think I'm really liking the part about the Irish setter who once hath them sped shall first and firmly pledge alert each day. The thought of like him pledging alert, like you figure his ears would go up and depending on what he saw, whether or not the tail would wag. It was very sweet. And I have to be honest, before I clicked back to the chat wall to click on the poem, he said, Hey Wayne, and I took it as H-E-Y-W-A-Y-N-E.
Oh.
So then I got there, and it was, oh, wait, no, this is a beautiful sonnet. I thought he was shouting out to Wayne for a minute there, and of course, until he started reading. But he's got such great wording, dispersion. She aerates each soothing dowse. That life maintains the balance, win or lose. It's just, and then in the scene of the dirge, there's just so much in these lines, and he, the rhyme pattern and whatnot is great. And I was also noticing there that it's a multi-award winning poem. I think that the sonnets are kind of hard, but he does them very elegant.
Yeah, they are hard because usually two that come down sort of meter and often syllable length is count as well. And so, you know, there's quite, you know, significant restraints over what you can do, and he just sort of eases his way through them, which is beautiful. And I should say about the Constable painting, the thing I admire about his work, his use of colour is brilliant, but the water there in that stream is just brilliantly done with all the different colours of the objects around. Wayne, did you want to say a few words?
Yeah, I think it's a nice profound he's got here. It's what I like to write, the rhyme he has, and the rhyme is kind of carries you through the poem with the words he uses for rhyme. Shakespeare couldn't have done much better. I love the name, too, because the name kind of hear it every day, often every day. He goes, hey, Wayne. So I heard it often in a great wording.
Yes,
good job on the poem.
No, absolutely. No, thanks, Wayne. No, great comment. And so, Deb, we have one more SoundCloud, I think, for tonight. Is that right? In the right part of the world. So I think we've got one more from Infinite Destruction.
Yes, sir.
And so I'm going to put that up on the board. And then after I've done that, we'll talk about what's coming up. We might as well do it now, actually, since we're talking about it. We and I'm getting myself organised. Deb, do you want to tell us what's coming up in the next week in a theme of voices, like programming sense?
I can do that. Well, it seems that at the moment, the next show will be on Monday. And, of course, that's me. And we'll be doing the personal prompts for some really cool art from Fine Art America, but the inspirations from our fellow poets that we have been continuing in the series will be for Pee Wee Cussin this week. Some really, really incredible quotes to choose from. And I'm having a hard time deciding which one of the pieces of art to pick. A couple of them are really striking me, so I got to figure one out so that I can get the poem written. And his quotes, I never only use one, so, you know, there is that.
Yeah.
And beyond that, the next show is Thursday with Sweet Pea. And I don't know what her topic will be, but she goes live at 10 p.m. Eastern. So just keep an eye out for the topic board. And that brings us to Friday night, which is Open Poetry with Liquid Damage. And then we'll have to let you know about next week, because if Hatter's feeling better, we will tackle the secret room. Otherwise, we may just get together and do some more open poetry or something to that effect. So stay tuned for both of those. That's the rest of the week.
Terrific. Thanks, Deb. And thanks for Titus out there in the wonderful world of listeners and commenting. So I am going to grab, I have put the Infinite Destruction link up on the board. It's just a few up so that you can just, if you page up, if it's hit a little bit further up. And so, Deb, the cloud there, is that under
It should be the second one, Identity.
My tale I cannot tell. I awoke that morn with sleeping eyes, my ocular proficiency desensitized, my assessments word with chaos, and my sinew ostracized. For moments I stilled intense attendance, No sound to break my trance gained entrance. I listened more, yet nothing chimed. Not bell, nor rat, nor fly's winged cadence. So sighing, I advanced in marching fashion, marveling slight at this altered condition. My vision never came fully accrued, but I pressed onward with nightly passion. I roamed the halls in your simile, its grandiose, still holding divinity. Each marbled pillar and granite arch, marked by cross and Godhead Trinity. Nothing new to be seen or heard, but my thoughts were bothered and I disturbed. This Devon estate seemed quite off, and no other vagrants, quite absurd. No waltzing maid, nor bowing squire, no torch lit, nor guard in gilded attire. So peculiar, 'twas quite bizarre, the reasons for which I'd yet to acquire. Perhaps decades passed during my search, upon every nook, cranny, and perch, yet none other did I find. Then despair consumed me in that church. 'Twas right then upon that hallowed ground mine assumptions became profound, but I pinned it as purely heresy and sought again a gander round. Each wing and flight of stair, no beautied maiden, fine nor fair, no king, queen, nor harebrained jester, no single sentient in better chair. At this time, tears beckoned me to cry, said sorrow nothing could defy. I sat alone, spoke no words at all, for none would hear if I tried. I remembered then what had transpired. A pain in breast had made me tired, and so I laid to obtain some rest, for I thought 'twas all that was required. Sleep I found, but not in fleshly host. I raised this goblet to Grim I toast, whose hands took mine in that final waltz, and made me roam these halls a ghost.
There we go. Oh, great read, too, Infinite. I've actually got a really great sense of the poem. I actually really like the rhyme scheme that you used. I think French used to do it a bit, which was the AABA sort of four line type rhyme, and actually works really well. I haven't done a poem like that for a while, and I should, because you've reminded me. But there were some stanzas there I really appreciated. So let me give you one, if I can. Oh, jeepers creepers, it's gone quickly, hasn't it? That you can't actually see it on the board there now. We've had so many people talking, but let me have a quick look. The one I really liked, which was it? Each wing and flight of stair, no beautied maiden, fine nor fair, no king, queen, nor harebrained jester, no single sentient in bed or chair. It's really nice. I really liked it. Deb?
I thought it came out great. And yeah, I liked the rhyme pattern that he used here, too. It helped with the storytelling feel of it. I awoke.
Yeah.
At morn with the sleeping eyes, my ocular proficiency desensitized my assessment word with chaos and my sinew ostracized. I don't know if I've heard a poem with eyes and ostracized rhyme together before, but that was really cool. But yeah, the details and the journey that he took us on, the thought of him roaming the halls, it was like he did a great job of explaining and displaying what we could visualize as he read. And 'twas right then upon that hallowed ground, mine assumption became profound, but I pined. It is purely heresy and sought again a gander round. It has a, old or classic, that is a better word, a classic feel to it, like a narrative story. I thought he did a great job with it, with the recording.
No, I agree. A great job. And we have a new, certainly a caller. Hello, 662, and welcome to the program.
Hello, this is Infinite.
Hey,
Infinite, how are you? We were just talking about us, and you showed up.
I was hoping I would be able to make it in time to be able to at least hear what it's playing, but I'm glad I was able to call in. I hate I missed the initial reaction, but hopefully y'all liked it.
Oh, well, that's why we do the recording. You can go back and have a sense of it. But no, I was super impressed, Infinite. I think you're great read, and as I said, I really love the Deb just pointed out the storytelling and how well that fitted with the rhyme scheme, and I agree with her. I think it really helped push on the poem and give it real momentum. So I think you did a great job with it.
Thank you.
So, and I haven't got a comment yet from Wayne, so I was going to go to Wayne. Wayne, did you want to say a few words?
Yes, this has a great storyline, and I like the style of poetry it was written in. I like that A-A-A-X-A rhyme over through that. It's a beautiful poem, and I like the old line writing one just like this. I can't wait to start writing it. Just play recording here too. Also, great job with this. Loved it.
Thank you.
So, well done, and thank you for dialing in too, and being on the board. And sorry, you just missed that first bit of it, but you can go back and look at it and hear it. On the recording that we do, and that's always at the top of the group of a team of voices for at least the first day or so. Deb, the link is up there until the next show comes along. I think it is. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, you're right. As soon as the next show ends, it switches. But until the next show, it'll just.
Yeah.
Keep that. It'll keep this show up there.
Peter's here.
Okay.
There you go. So now I have. I think we have another caller. Hello, is that Hatter?
Unmuted.
Ha ha. Hatter, hi. How are you?
I've been busy and busy. I'm okay.
Okay, very good, very good. Now, we have worked our way through the board, Hatter, but do you have a poem that you'd like to put on the board?
I think I did.
Did you?
I did put one on. Yeah.
Yeah, you have. Okay, you have. This is, you have got a poem.
I'm not guaranteeing it's very good.
My question to you is, did you want to read it or did you want somebody to read it for you?
Yeah, you can read it for me.
Well, I'll read it for you. Okay, so it is up on the board, so I did see it. Okay. This is okay. The Sounds from My Yesterday. Is that the one? Yeah?
No, it's supposed to be Yesterday. Sorry.
Oh, it sounds from me. Okay, I thought it might have been. Okay, so this is Sounds from My Yesterday. Okay, cool. And it goes a little bit like this. I've heard the sounds that came from my past, names and faces from first to last. Standing in front of me, reading my poetry, sounds from my yesterday. Answers to questions, it's hardly a mention. It's the words you cannot say. Written thoughts I believed once were lost, but somehow they stay. Try to define what's read between the lines, it's never what you see. Twisting the letters to make it all better, it's the evil in poetry. Shading the middle is an unanswered riddle, but try to leave it alone. It's probably me thinking it's free, just trying to find my way home. In poem. Like that happened.
In poem.
And
you read it beautifully, thank you.
Ah, pleasure. I'm going to go to Wayne. Wayne, what did you think of Hatter's piece that he's just written 32 minutes ago?
I think I like the poem a lot. It's the evil in poetry. He's right, when you write, when you twist the letters and everything, everything bad sounds good. I like that part of it a whole lot. That's pretty cool. It's a good poem all the time. Nice rhyme. Enjoyed all the way through, Hatter. Hope you're doing fine.
Thank you, Wayne.
The minute I think of evil in poetry, I think of palindromes. Hatter, Infinite, did you like that poem from Hatter?
You asked me a question?
Wait.
Yes, I did. I was asking you if you'd like the poem from Hal.
Yeah, hey, can you hear me?
Yes, can.
Sorry about that. I thought I was muted, but I wasn't, so I muted myself, and then I tried talking, and I was like, wait, this is backwards. So, if y'all heard dinging in the background, I am so sorry. I thought I had it muted.
No, good.
But yeah, no, I really liked this. It was light, it was airy, it had a really just kind of soft feel to it, and I don't know, I just, one of those things, like, you know, you just, when you read this, you kind of, I don't know, I felt just, I don't know, like peaceful when I read this, and I don't, maybe that's just me, but I really, I felt this. Yeah. Good job, Hatter. I love it a lot.
Thank you very much.
And Deb, did you want to say a few words about Hatter's poem? And that'll probably be the last words we say, actually, because we've sort of got to the end of our list. But did you want to say a few words, Deb?
Yeah, well, for one thing, I have to agree. My thought went to the Boundroom, too, when he put the part about the evil poetry, and it made me giggle a little. But back further, it's the word you cannot say, and that's – where is that? Here it is. Answers to questions, it's hardly a mention. It's the word you cannot say. I think it's cool, Hatter, how you now and then find a way to use that one line in your poems. And if you really paid attention, there's probably a lot more times that you put it in there than you think about it. But it's sort of like a nod to your now infamous trademark song. So I like when you incorporate that into current work. And even more so, it's nice to see that you were inspired and were able to write and that you made it to the show. So that is very cool. And I was just telling everybody that if you felt better, next week we'd be picking up where we left off and you'd be hosting the Secret Room. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, yeah, Secret Room. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that.
Hey, AP.
Yes.
Do you think we have room for one more?
We have always got room for one more if you want to put it on the board.
Okay. I wrote this yesterday, and I'm very, very excited with how it turned out.
Okay, even better. Even better. Throw it up on the board. Here we go.
I got it there. It's called The Open Grave.
Yep, perfect. Okay, we're all yours.
My eyes have become an open grave, sunken deeply into shallow pools. Blindness would hold the power to save this wretched soul rejected by fools. Not I nor they are wise to know the depth. Gaze, observe, see the sarcophagus implanted. Is there beauty in such an accursed death, with no tale worthy tale to be recanted? The soiled weighted cover meant to bury, long since swept away by tides of tear-shed rain. The bearers promised have abandoned the carry, their shoulders to bear the weight are broken canes. Yet they intensely, blazingly peer through blood, letting angered agony of defeat proliferate. Alas, there's a reason why they forever would succumb to such a lifeless state. Dilation vaccinated, black holes that ate the light. Is it fair or fated that I should fall into this concave? Irregardless, lower it all when dusk meets night, for my eyes are now the open grave. End poem.
Very nice. I liked it a lot. I mean, and of course it's got ABAB rhyming, which always I appreciate. So we have to start there. But the thing that's really interesting is, and Hatter's talked about this before, is the use of questions in poetry is something that's really clever and brings in the reader if you can do it properly. And you've done it a couple of times here, and at the same time you sort of turn the poem in and on itself a couple of times. So in that second stanza, not I nor they are wise to know the depth, and it's a really great way of getting of getting a further depth and a further layer of intricacy in the poem. So just not just the questions, but the way you turned it in, and you did that a couple of times. So I see why you're excited by it. It's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. So,
thank you very
Deb,
much.
Deb, did you want to say a few words about this piece?
Yeah, well, for starters, I like the title because, you know, you look at this open eye and in there there are some crosses that are probably like grave markers. And it starts off, my eyes have become an open grave, sunken deeply into shallow pools. And there's stuff all through it, like all the way to the end. But I really, really like that last stanza because of the fact that you kept the eye into it, like dilation, vaccinated black holes that ate the light. The use of dilation there is like excellent. Is it fair or fated that I should fall into this concave? I really think it's cool that your wording speaks perfectly to the art that you chose.
Yeah.
But again, it's the coolest part is that you carried the words and the thoughts behind an eye, such as that dilation, through the poem. I'm glad you went and grabbed it. A very cool share.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Deb. And Hatta, did you want to say a few words about the piece?
Yeah, no, you're right. They're using questions in your right. And there are different kinds of questions, those that are obviously already answered, those that are expecting an answer, and those that are more a statement. I like the way he closed this, the perfect ending for my eyes are now the open grave. It's well put together. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Okie doke. Well, I think, Deb, we've come on just about exactly an hour, so I'm going to sort of call a halt to proceedings, and we've got through the list, and say thank you to everybody who dialed in and helped us out tonight. So thank you to Hatta, to Infinite, to Wayne, to Deb, and then, of course, all the people on the board, and we had a whole heap of people variously come and go from Infinite, C.L. Howard, to Titus, to the Stack of Folk, which was good fun. So my thanks to everybody for helping.
Sorry, the early start time meant that Titus was still up and he got to listen
Titus
in, which that was
Yeah.
But before
you close out, I
just wanted to say real quick that over at Poetic Slice this week, the one show they have going is on Thursday night at 8 with Skye Darkholm, and she is featuring adventures. You got to love them little Ewoks. So I just thought I would mention that and push the show for them. Back to you.
You know, well, I'm going to finish off. I'm going to finish off with a song, one of my favorite songs. Great singer-songwriter, brilliant lyrics, a gentleman called John Hiatt. Have a little faith in me, and we'll finish with that, and we'll be back on the radio next week. So catch us up then, and thanks for a great show, and we'll catch you in a week. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Okey-doke. Here we go. Here's John Hiatt.
It's dark, and you can no longer see. Just let my love throw a spark and have a little faith in me. When the tears you cry. Believe loving arms are trying, baby. And have a little faith in me. 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 When your cigarette heart cannot speak so easily, come here, darling, from a whisper start, to have a little faith in me. And when your back's against the wall, such a long time, girl, expecting nothing in return, just for you to have a little faith in me. You see, time, time is our friend, 'cause for us there is no end, and all you gotta do is have a little faith in me. I said, I will hold you up. Faith in me. I said, hey, hey, all you gotta do for me, girl, is have a little bit of faith in me. I said,
British song, great piano. That was John Hiatt, and we will catch you next week. Thanks, everybody. Talk soon. Bye.
Love and respect.